This goes to Jean Beatty, JeanBeattyPac, fax 989-644-3724, and Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Beverly McLean, M-C, capital C-L-A-I-N, like November, date of birth 8/26/1946. Dear Jean and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Miss McLean with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, renal artery stenosis, bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was December 9th of 2024. She has had some very bad problems, especially in the left foot. She had a gangrenous wound as well as cellulitis that required extensive treatment. And then she was referred to Dr. Constantino for poor circulation. And she had stents placed in the left leg and a balloon angioplasty done on the right leg. The wound is finally healing in the left foot. And she went to the wound clinic. And she feels like she might be discharged very soon. She does have severe pain, and the right foot actually is quite cold and appears to have worse circulation than the left foot and leg do at this point. She has a lot more pain because of severe neuropathy in both feet, and gabapentin was increased from 400 milligram twice a day to 400 milligram three times a day for the pain, and that is helping. And she believes that the wound is almost healed. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no recent exacerbations of COPD, no sputum production or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema of the lower extremities. Medication, I want to highlight the medications with an S. I want to highlight lisinopril is 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. For pain, she uses Tylenol. And she's also on Lipitor, low-dose aspirin, Singulair, omeprazole, and allopurinol, and the gabapentin previously, as previously described. Physical exam, weight, 139 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse is 54 and regular blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 160 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. She does have a weak pedal pulse on the left. I'm unable to really palpate one on the right. Capillary refill is much slower on the right side, and the toes are very cool. And those, there are no wounds on the right foot, and the left foot has a covered wound right over the lateral aspect of the distal right foot. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 4th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.6. Estimated GFR is 32. Albumin 4.2. Phosphorus 3.3. Calcium 9.2. Sodium is 140. Potassium 4.8. Carbon dioxide 22.9, and hemoglobin is 13.7, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue checking labs every 3 months. 2, peripheral artery disease of the bilateral lower extremities, with recent stents and angioplasty in both legs, followed by Dr. Constantino. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, history of renal artery stenosis. And last, COPD. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.